Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lo Yinishmas Ham Be'Akashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding a Gittin Daf from Vov. The Gemara Udala brings a story of Marto Bespaisus that sent her shliach to go and buy food in the markets of Yerushalayim in the time of the hunger when there was no food in Yerushalayim. And she told him again, go get me smida, which is fine flour. He went until he got to the market. Smida was over. He came back and he said, there is white flour. She said, okay, go get me white flour. He came back and said, it's finished. So he told her, go get me kushar kro, which literally translates like as whole wheat. It's not so white. The shliach came back and said, this is finished as well. So she told him, so go get for me barley. That should be the flour barley. He went and that was finished as well. So she went out herself. And eventually, as the Gemara goes and says the story, two different Lashoners, she died because she was disgusted by something. Now the simple question is, what is the message of this story? L'chora, it seems like Marta Bat Baitus had a shliach who wasn't very smart. He didn't understand that she sent him to buy something. If he can't find that, he should find something else. What is the Gemara trying to tell me? That she had a foolish shliach? That's not the point. So what's the message of the story? So I heard from a Rebbe Yom Moshe Shapir Zatzal, the pshat is that in Marta Bas Baitus level, where she's standing, what she's holding, smido, that's the only flour that is acceptable. Anything below smido doesn't have a value of flour. She was so rich in her dargon, her level, bringing something which is not smido, which is not the fine flour, is not flour at all. So she sent her shliach and said, I want you to go give me smido. He goes to the market, the only option available is smida. He comes back and says, that option is finished. So Marta Bat Baitus went down a level. When she goes and she's telling the shliach, okay, so go get me white flour, that means she lowered herself from the darga that she was. She was a very rich person. She was in a darga of a shiras nifla. And she goes down a level now to something a little lower. And now she tells the shliach, now that I'm in a lower level, now you can go get me the white flour. He goes to the market, he can't find the right flour, comes back. The fact that there's right now dark flour in the market, that's not an option. Because Marta Bat Baitus in her level, the only flour that is acceptable is either smida, which you don't have, or white flour. Lower than that is not under the category of flour at all. Marta Bat Baitus has to tell him, I'm going to lower myself once more. I'm going to go down to a lower level, now you can get me that flour. And then the kuda is, the message is, how the B'nai Yisrael, the way they had to go, the concept of the Churban is, the Am Yisrael going down level after level until they go down to the lowest level. It's not just down they didn't have food, but they had to lower the level of Cheshivas and Ashiras they had, and go down level after level until they get to the level where she can't stand anymore, and then she dies. She dies of the fact that she has no place anymore and the level that she is expected to be. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.